Wow, that is amazing. Hence the need for a psychoanalysis from the beginning.
Definitely.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We should talk about that aspect of it, you know, what it means to enter the Barbados Fire Service and what it takes to enter the fire service, what is done. We could discuss that in another episode for sure. I'd love to hear that. And maybe even hear from the persons who conduct.
That is no.
Who conduct these things. All. Yes, that would be interesting. I'm sure the public would love to know this, you know. That's why I'm very thankful for the 311 radio show, because we learned so many aspects of the Barbados Fire Service, what happens behind the scenes, what people go through. I was recalling recently episodes we've done with retired fire officers and their experiences and how they would eat smoke. And, you know, it's just amazing to hear the stories and what happens. So, yeah, it's very, very interesting.
Term, oh, eat smoke.
Eat smoke, yes, yeah, eat smoke. Oh my, well, you know, on a different note, this is the first episode within the official hurricane season. And we just want to be able to remind people of the hurricane tips. As I would have mentioned to you before we started recording the program, that this can never get old. You know, you take a flight and you think you know the emergency procedure. So instead of watching the air hostess, you know, you're on your phone or you're trying to wrap up things. You know, you're trying to put the last bits of things in your bag before you have to put it underneath the chair. You don't hear one thing the air hostess is saying because obviously you have it down
pat. It is so right?
And you think you're good. You got this. And then God forbid something happens. And you say, oh my goodness, what did she say? It's important.
What did she say?
Important.
And you're like a chicken before the hen.
Exactly. You know, it's better to know and to hear and to emphasize and reiterate and repeat. And yes, I would prefer for somebody to be hearing it in their sleep rather than to be blocking it out and not hearing it at all and wondering what happens. So hurricane season, again, we have been hearing that it will be another active hurricane season. And again, we're hearing the admonition, the encouragement even, to not disregard the fact that it is an active hurricane season predicted and to not take it for granted that mm-hmm. hurricanes have passed us before and so they will always pass us because we don't know what is going to happen.
And
so
continue to pass.
Exactly. You know, we want to encourage people. 2021 being a different kind of year because we're still in a pandemic, albeit the fact that it's not as much as heavy as it was last year this time. But we're still in the pandemic.
Not really this year.
Exactly. You know, there are still people who are in dire situations. Of course, people have lost their jobs. The income is not as fluid as before. And planning would be different. So we want to encourage people to make a plan from early. Early is now.
The thing is, you see, it is like with exams. If you fail to prepare, then prepare to fail.
Exactly.
And pretty much that is how life is. If you fail to prepare, then you can prepare to fail. I mean, this is a reoccurring situation at the end of the day. Every year we go through the hurricane season. So it is not something that just came up. It is not something that was just talked about. And we continue sending messages over whatever media we can, trying to get the information out there for persons to be more aware and to be more proactive in supporting and ensuring that their surroundings and their safety are their first line of consideration. Don't wait for other persons to do it for you. So in terms of planning, as you said, making a plan doesn't involve just sitting down in your house and getting a piece of paper, right? Oh, it's hurricane season now. So we want tin of corned beef, 2 sardines, baked beans. Nah, no. It goes beyond that.
That's right. Right.
Now, we would say to you, yes, those things are important. You need to have substance in order to go by. But all along, while you're doing your regular shopping, you should have been doing those things. I'm sure that if some of you go in the cupboard like I did, you will see some cans that expire. And the ones that didn't expire that really blow open, that cause you then to look at the others inside of there.
Great.
Speaking from experience.
Yes.
Those baked beans that Lord knows how long they were, they can blow. So I had a whole mess to clean
up. Oh my word. Seriously? Yeah. Oh no. Wow.
So you don't wait until the last minute, because then you actually feel the impact on your pocket when you go into the supermarket. If you do a little piece here, a little piece there, eventually it starts to add up. And one of the things that you can do is the ones that, you know, have a longer shelf life for the expiring date is like 2022 2023, don't put them to the front of the cupboard where, you know, as soon as your hands touch, you can be grabbing and you put in that sardine with a little lime and salt. I was about to say lime and salt.
Oh.
I meant lime and pepper.
Right.
And we killing it little biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, put those to the back so you have this circulating system.
Right.
Going the newer things to the back, the older things come forward.
Right.
And you're able to use those off quicker without having to waste them.
That's right.
Apart from inside of the house, I mean, you need to be cognizant of what's going on within your roof. Is your roof actually tied on to the structure, or it is a case that as soon as the big bad wolf come and huff and puff, he blows the house down? And in this case, the big bad wolf is the hurricane. Is it the case that the hurricane is going to take that roof and just leave the rest of the structure? There are hurricane straps. You can go talk to the persons up at whichever system it is that builds them, whoever the persons are responsible. I don't know. Forgive
right.
me. But if you're into construction, you're into building, you should know who they are.
Right.
Talk to other persons around you. Get them. Get your structure connected, that the roof is onto the support, that if anything, it has more of a ground. And I'm not a structural engineer, so if we need to call in one of those, I'll get one for you so they can go through whatever it is they need to yes. talk to you about.
Yes. Yes.
Again, we see persons with the coconut trees. The coconut tree, it is not hurricane season, but the coconut tree leaning towards the house. And I'm like, I'm walking and they're looking at this tree. At any point in time, you know, think about it, hurricane season come, lots of water, the earth becomes saturated. We have then high winds. What do you think is going to happen? So the emphasis and the onus is on you to get that tree trimmed. But it does not pose a problem to you as the homeowner that if it should be uprooted, that it is heading directly for your roof. So then you know what? You inside and you recognize all of a sudden the whole split in half. And was divided. The division is not drywall or anything. It is not created by a coconut tree.
That's right.
A tree that you had ample time
yes.
that you could have brought somebody to cut down that tree for you. Stop waiting until the last minute to do these things. This is what we're talking about when we're talking about having a plan. Again, please don't tell me about, oh, but it's my neighbor this and my neighbor that. At the end of the day, if it is coming over the boundary line and it's going to impact on you, have yes. a conversation with your neighbor. You know what? Yes, it is your tree, but I'm scared that if something happens during hurricane season, it is going to impact me. And there's some trees out there, forgive me, I'm not against greenery. I'm not against having oxygen within the atmosphere. I know that is what these trees do.
Right.
But there are some trees that some people grow on their property that they just don't need to have, especially mm-hmm. when it is going to create a problem for some other people. There's this tree, it's not the shot tree. It has some seeds in it. And all this tree does throughout the day, throughout the night, is just keep noise. You don't get yeah. no fruits from it. You don't get nothing.
You get shade.
Listen, not even that. All you get is that the leaves blowing off on the property and you got enough work to do. So even if it was providing shade, well, yes, I could understand that. But this tree ain't doing nothing but making me a nuisance. Go and talk to the neighbor. You know what? I need you to trim this. It is not serving any purpose. At the end of the day, all of these leaves are over on me. You're not going to be helping me to clean them. And you know, don't do it like me. Do it in a nice, passive manner.
Be mellow.
Try to be mellow.
Oh my.
Perhaps you'll get a little more cooperation. Yes, yes. Like the big bad wolf. There are places out there you can rent a chainsaw.
Mm-hmm.
You can get together with any community. I'm sure there are guys within the community. If you say to them, you know what, we want to do this or we need to do that, then you want to do it, Miss Burgess. You ready, Miss Brewster? Mm-hmm. Or we can get together. Put on a little something and give the little fellas at the end of the day. I mean, come on. If you know that's what it's going to take, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's right. That's true. That's true. And you can rent a bobcat too if you need to do some more clearing. Because we don't want any blockage of drains, and we know the routine already. No blockage of drains, because that could equal to flooding, and then you're going to call the Barbados Fire Service to come and help you to deal with it, and that can be avoided. So if we need to rent some chainsaws, if we need to rent the bobcat, call on a carpenter, call whoever. Call MTW.
If you call the electrician.
That's
those
right.
People that owe you favors or owe you money, tell them you don't want the money right now. You know what? I want the service. Let me do a little barter here. You owe me this such a money for this amount of time. You never pay me back. Let me tell you how you can pay me back now.
Right.
I need this free hair so cut now. I need hair so boarded up. You see those two siding boards? Well, I know them rotten out. I got two here that I want change out. Put them in for me.
That's good. That's good.
At the end of the day, we just recognize, yes, persons have lost their jobs. Persons are still waiting on severance pay. Such like, exactly. We need to be able to find a way to help each other out. Sometimes it's not always about money. Sometimes it's like, what can I do for you? All right, for a case like this, you, Crystal J, you, I put my last stress. You're speak about the devil and who should appear. I mentioned Rayvon earlier. Yeah, and I could see two eyes looking at me like, well, I was the man that is looking over the face.
I was wondering what you were saying, because you said, you mentioned a dress and then you said Wayne Vaughn. So I was wondering what was going on there. good.
Yeah, Vaughn in a dress.
No.
I mentioned dress and he walked in.
Yes,
I was wondering what was going on.
Good day
that
to you,
is
sir.
So
you know, you
good
you come in. You've come in on the last 2 minutes of the program, sir. I don't know. You'll have to come in.
I was trying to get here earlier, Mom.
Okay. You'll have to make it up to the listening audience to be here, you know, maybe the next recording we can hear for the whole half an hour of the program.
I promise I'll be here next week.
Okay,
I
wonderful.
I will come and do the program next week.
Promise is a comfort to who?
Well, you know what? You know what? You could leave us in 30 seconds, one hurricane tip. This is the first program for the hurricane season. One hurricane tip.
Well, I will say this much. Yes, one hurricane tip. Make sure that your drains and stuff are clean. Don't forget with the whole idea of leaves, coupled with the ash fall and so on and so forth, because only a few days ago, we were called to a school where they had a backup of ash and it was causing water to be in the corridors where the children have to run if it rains.
Wow.
Just pay extreme attention to.
Okay, that's good.
Because the ash has not completely gone. We still got a lot of it around here.
Yes, for sure. Well, that's a good
thing. So my analogy with dress is that we don't always need to spend money. Sometimes you may have a talent. Like, you're a carpenter. I bake bread. I may be able to, you know what?
Yes.
Bake two breads and give you...
And I change two pieces of wood in here.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or it might be a case that... I might not be able to bake the bread, but I can make clothes. Your wife know she wants something to wear out the anniversary, and I make that dress. I'm not going to charge her for it. So it goes back down again to bartering. And that's basically the point that I was trying to make, that in these economic times, especially now, with persons having less income.
Finance,
these are methods that we need to go back to.
Yes, wonderful.
And that's part of community resilience.
Exactly. Well, we've unfortunately come to the end. I feel like we're, you know, really now really about to warm up. But we'll keep it warm. We'll keep it right there warm for next program or the one after that. Because next
it is true. We always bring the fire. We always bring the heat.
Of course. Oh, my. Well, that's it for today's edition of the 311 radio show here on VOB 92.9 FM. I want to say thank you so much to you, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford. And we saw a little bit, heard a little bit there from Station Officer Acting Wayne Vaughn. Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon, Barbados, and be safe.
Yes, please. And I'm Krista J. Paul. Remember, you can always log on to VOB929.com to listen to the podcast, and you can watch the recording on VOB92.9 FM's Facebook page right after this. God bless and have a wonderful week. And as we always say,
fire prevention is our intention.
That's right. Thank you.